WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden strongly condemning the violence at Donald Trump's campaign rally yesterday in Pennsylvania.
A former president was shot, an American citizen killed, while simply exercising his freedom to support the candidate of his choosing. We cannot, we must not go down this road in America.
In his primetime address from the Oval Office, he spoke on the need to lower the temperature in our politics. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
That demand curve for aggressive rhetoric, because you're fighting up for something that's so important, is part of this equation. We are all wrapped up in that equation. The president tonight is asking us to consider our own involvement in that equation and reflect and possibly start anew.
Around the world, the assassination attempt of a former American president has emotions high. Correspondent Ian Lee with reaction from international leaders.
While President Trump has had a rocky and at times tense relationship with many world leaders, the condemnation of political violence was unanimous. A spokesman for Xi Jinping said the Chinese leader expressed his sympathies for Trump. And Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov wished Trump a speedy recovery.
Meanwhile, the Republican National Convention kicks off tomorrow, and former President Trump has already arrived in Milwaukee. The Secret Service assures us security is extra tight.
So we are confident in the security plans that are in place for this event, and we're ready to go. It's been an 18-month process. We've worked together over that 18 months to develop operational security plans for any and all aspects of security related to this event.
About 5,000 protesters are expected near the convention center tomorrow, part of the coalition to march on the RNC. The organizers said they don't plan to modify their march or messaging, which they've been organizing for several years. Actress Shannon Doherty has died after losing her battle with breast cancer.
VH1 listed Shannon Doherty as fifth among the 100 greatest teen stars. Credit the TV drama Beverly Hills 90210 for making her so popular.
Brandon's sister.
The actress also kept busy in films such as 1995's Mallrats.
I've never met a person who lives in as much fear of his mother as you do.
She even had a short-lived reality show, Breaking Up with Shannon Doherty. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And just in time for your kids to send their graduation thank you cards out, the cost of a forever stamp has gone up by a nickel to 73 cents. It's the second time the U.S. Postal Service has raised the cost this year. The forever stamp first came out in 2007. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting live from the WMDX studios in Madison and across Wisconsin on the Civic Media app. This is Max Inc. Radio, live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
Jimmy, Sammy Ray is probably best known as a singer and writer of country music. Sammy Ray's solo career is bountiful, and she performs 3 to 4 nights a week around Wisconsin. But she has a dark side, Jimmy. Uh-oh. She also plays in rock bands. Uh-oh. She plays in North of Normal, Bound for Branson, and if that isn't enough, Sammy Ray sings for a metal band called Lunacy. When she's not on stage, she has her face in a book studying terrain model of disease, and that is where we're at, Jimmy. Sammy Ray, welcome to the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, you guys. Thanks for having me.
It's great to meet you.
You as well.
So, can we just put a bow tie on the food truck deal? What's your favorite food truck? If you had the hunger right now to go out and get some food, what food truck would you hit?
All right, well, this is going to be horrible. It would be that one at State Fair that sells you the giant head of lettuce cut in half and a cup of ranch to dip it in.
Is that lettuce deep fried?
No, it's just lettuce on a stick.
Lettuce on a stick. Wow.
I've never heard of that
before.
That's
what I would eat.
All right. Well, a romaine or iceberg?
Iceberg.
Yeah.
They just cut it in half, put it on a stick.
Want a tomato with that?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little salt and pepper. There you go.
Sounds good, actually.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
We'll have to go to State Fair, Jimmy. Before we find out who Sammy Rhee is, let's get right to live music in the Lair with Sammy Rhee, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Country Boy. Is this another country song hating on men?
Well, I'm happy that you brought that up, actually. It was a rebuttal to all of those songs about hating men. I got to travel around with a larger country band a few years ago and got to sing all of those songs, all them fun lady songs about hating men. And to be quite honest with you, I much rather like them. I don't have a problem with them. But there are a few songs about that, so I wrote Country Boy for that.
Nice.
Well, let's check it out right now. You're live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Don't forget, if you want to call and ask Sammy Rhee a question, you can do that. 844-967-2789. You can call or text right from the Civic Media app. Live in the Lair, it's Sammy Rhee. Radio presented by the Aaron Weber Group. That was pretty good. You got some You got some good vocals.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Sounds good. Now, I feel like we have so many things to talk about, but we got to start at the beginning here. The beginning of Sammy Rae. How did you get started in music? And what's your backstory?
Well, my mom was really big into listening to music. She had the largest console, you know, with the different album and the tape player and the, all that, you know, and the hugest speakers you could possibly fit in a living room.
Perfect.
So it was Led Zeppelin and The Who and Peter Frampton, Rush, all day long.
Wow.
She played bass guitar, but never like in a band or anything like that. And I would plunk around on it. But string instruments always eluded me. So my parents would tape together coffee cans, like a little drum set, and I'd sit in the backyard and I'd bang on them with sticks.
Yeah.
So I've always had a love for it.
And you started out as a drummer, is that correct?
I did. I did. I was in kind of progressive style underground metal. And I didn't really even know that I could sing until I was in my 20s. I went out to karaoke and it was like, my friends were like, what in the hell, Sam?
So you just randomly stepped up to a karaoke mic and discovered that you could sing.
Yeah, I always sang in my car, you know, and whatever, but not in front of people.
What was the reaction from the crowd that night?
Oh, it was the craziest thing. So I sang a big Christina Aguilera song. That's when that was popular. And I was so scared that I was shaking with the microphone and I smacked myself in the mouth. And I have this snaggle tooth here.
Oh, no.
And it cut my lip open. So I'm like bleeding, like it's an Ozzy song, but I'm singing Christina Aguilera.
Wow.
And I got done with it. And it was all my bartender friends. I was a bartender then. And they were just staring at me.
Well, you're bleeding.
Like, well, no, in silence, just complete silence. Because I was known as the drumming bartender, you know, whenever band would come, I'd sit in. And they were like, and I thought it sucked horribly because nobody said anything. I'm like, oh my God, it was that bad. And no, apparently it was really good. And nobody ever wanted to hear me play drums again.
That's a great story. Hitting yourself in the mouth with the mic. That's great. Now, you mentioned that your mom played bass and you did a little bit of bass. Was there any other music in the house growing up? What kind of role or what did the parents do to push you toward that way?
Well, my dad bought me a snare drum. And they allowed me to have it upstairs in my bedroom, and I banged away on that thing. They were very supportive that way. They got me private drum lessons for a while when I was in drumline in middle school and such. And they helped pay for a trip to go study percussion and drumline in Illinois one summer. Like, they were always there. They were always supportive. One year, I saved up a little money, and they matched me for Christmas and bought me a 10-piece drum set.
Wow, boy.
And we put it in the attic room above the kitchen. I tell you, I had some patient parents, because the first song I learned was Master of Puppets.
Oh!
What, and it wasn't good at first.
Was it a Tama?
Yes, it is.
I knew it.
A Royal Blue.
Nice. Wow. You got to love that. Now, you play other instruments besides guitar, besides drums. What all instruments do you play?
Harmonica. And banjo, that's what I do in Bound for Branson. A little bit of keyboard if it's necessary. Pretty much anything that I don't have to slobber on. If you give me a song, I can figure it out with enough time.
Now, you attended the University of Wisconsin-Waukesha for percussion and UW-Milwaukee for music education for fingerstyle guitar. Tell us about your musical education. What exactly is fingerstyle guitar?
Well, when I auditioned it on percussion, like I said, and I didn't know that they even had a fingerstyle guitar program. Fingerstyle guitar, when I first learned about it, I was in my 20s, and I heard this song by Tommy Emmanuel, and it was just insane. I was like, wow, that's some really cool guitar players. And my friend was like, no, this is just one guy. I'm like, oh, cool, layering. He's like, no, this is live. And I was like, no. And he's like, yeah, it's like a whole genre of guitar playing where you do the alternating thumb with your thumb, the alternating bass, and then you do all the other filler stuff with your fingers. And it just enthralled me. Guitar eluded me my entire life. I couldn't go from a G to a D chord to save my life. Like, just it never even tried because it was so hard.
So is it just the one style that drew you to the guitar?
It really was. I always loved it. And anyone who could play guitar was like an envy to me. But just how they could do that. And I had a friend who would show me little things. So I just learned two songs. And then I auditioned in. And it sounded like I knew what I was doing. And I got way in over my head way quick.
So when you're writing a song for the guitar, are you automatically going to the finger picking?
No, it would depend on what style, you know, I'm in. But no, I generally would just strum to find the chords first.
Can you finger pick in metal?
Oh, well, there's all kinds of metal that does.
Give me an example. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Well, anytime they're doing even like a Travis picking, they would be using their thumb at the same time as they're using their other fingers.
Right.
And a lot of times in faster solos, they'll be doing that.
Okay.
So that would be considered a finger picking. But in all those melodic parts, they do a lot of finger picking as well. Opeth is a good example of that.
Oh, yes. Sure. Okay. I knew that, rocker. Maybe not.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Sammy Ray, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is unreleased, and it's called Against the Rules. Ah. Is this a song about asking for permission or begging for forgiveness?
Actually, it's much better. It's in between those. It's understanding where you are and that that's against the rules, and you can be okay where you are. You don't have to go over the line. So it's a song. Everyone thinks it's a song about cheating. It's a song about not cheating.
Wow. Being honest. Got to do that. You're live in the lair, honestly. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Don't forget, you can call Sammy right now and ask her questions. You can leave a comment. Call or text 844-967-2789. Sammy Ray is live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Fell for you so quick like, even though it's not all right, us dancing in the moonlight on this magic April night. You with your six string and me with my Chesney and a glass of sweet red wine. I'll never forget that spring, waiting for the phone to ring, when it did, wishing it were you. But it was too good to be true, because some choices have been made, cards have been played, and me and you, it's against the rules. Oh, please look at me, because I wrote this song and I'm singing it for you. Staring into your eyes for that first time, noticing that you were looking right back into mine. A connection like no other that I had ever known. So hard to pull my eyes away, it felt so much like home. So now all I can do is sit and write a song for you. Hope you know that I will always love you. But it was too good to be true, because some choices that been made, cards have been played, and me and you, all me and you. Choices have been made, cards have been played. Song and I sang it all for you.
Very nice. Sammy Ray live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media Rocker.
Sammy Ray, we mentioned that you play in several bands currently, North of Normal and Bound for Branson, but it is Lunacy that I'm most intrigued with. Tell us about your metal band.
Well, I would call it hard rock, just so we don't anger the metal folk. but it's my favorite project of all. When I auditioned, I think they had me call back like 5 times before they're like, all right, we'll accept a chick. Because it's songs like, you know, Avenged Sevenfold and Disturbed and Alice in Chains, Linkin Park, you know, kind of stuff that involves some screaming and things.
Is it all covers or...
Yeah, that's all covers.
Okay.
Yeah. But they ended up taking me on board, and it's been a really awesome ride ever since. They tend to pack the house.
So you think the challenge was that they were covering a lot of male singers?
All male singers.
All male singers. And you come in and you do that.
Yep. I came in, I auditioned with like flower pants. I think I was wearing in a flower bag, and that's actually my nickname now. When I show up, they call me Flower Bags.
Really?
3 years later, yeah, Flower Bags.
Now, we can see Lunacy live at your birthday bash on September 14th at the Steel Tank Brewing and Rally Point in Oconomowoc. And this sounds like it's just a great venue to play. I've eaten there, great fish fry. Tell us about your plans for your upcoming bash.
Well, we're rearranging the set list a bit, and we added a bunch of new songs. We did add some Typo Negative, just anybody listening.
Ooh.
So that'll be a lot of fun. That was my choice for new ads. So a lot of new music, and we should have the full light show, curtain drop, all that fun stuff.
Well, you know, it sounds like a metal band to me.
Oh, yeah.
Can you growl?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do a growl for us?
I've wondered if you guys are going to ask me that or not. It's usually something you do in the moment, but let's see. Yeah! Or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Well, Jimmy, you got your growl.
I got to go see Lunacy. That's all I got to say.
Well, you can go see him September 14th at Steel Tank Brewing Company in Oconomowoc. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Last Call. Last Call Choir.
Yes.
And my favorite Last Call is, you can sleep anywhere you want, but you can't sleep here. What's this song about?
Drinking too much and singing like rock stars.
Perfect.
Basically, I do this, you know, full time. I play shows, and I'll be packing up my stuff, carrying my junk out the door, and I'll pass through the bar. Heaven forbid someone goes to the jukebox and plays Jesse's Girl or Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole bar goes crazy. And I quickly learned that most people have no idea any of the words to any of these popular songs until the chorus. So you're walking through and you hear, don't stop, like the whole bar at the same time. And I was like, wow, this is one hell of a Last Call Choir. Ooh.
That's like O Caroline or Slippery When Wet from Bon Jovi or something like that. One of those, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. The chorus is the only thing you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Let's hear it right now. Last Call Choir. It's Sammy Ray live in the lair. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Woke up this morning and I didn't feel well. I guess last night I raised too much hell. Crack one open and do it all again, 'cause it feels way better than my hangover did. A Bloody Mary in the morning can taste just right when your head is splitting from a wild night. Takes the edge off of last night's revenge, but now we started early and we'll do it all again. Pull out your playlist and crank the tunes. We don't know the words, but we couldn't be higher, so we'll sing along like that Last Call Choir. Solo goes. There's a good one too. Just check it out. Well, the day's ticked on and the sun's gone down. We're now ready to catch a cloud. So, girl, on up to a warm bonfire.
And let's bring back that last call quiet. Just like
Sammy Ray live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. That was a fun song. I was like smiling through that whole song.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's so good. Hey, let's take a break. We'll come back with more live music in the lair from Sammy Ray. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Saturday night in Madison and across the state of Wisconsin, and you're live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group here on Max Inc. Radio. Sammy Ray is our guest. We're having a good time. You can call, too. Be part of the show. Call or text 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Yeah, there you go. Get some good sound effects happening. Rockers are like, what was that? What's going on?
I thought it was somebody in the room making a funny sound. I was like, what is that, Jimmy?
It was. It was Sammy.
That was crazy. Well, we're here with Sammy Ray. We're live in the lair. And before I get to some more questions, I noticed this one topic that I saw late. And it was about you kind of getting out of music. You were done with music for a while. And I was wondering, you know, what did that and what brought you back to music?
Well, I was starting a band. It was actually my first country project of my own. And it kind of gotten stolen or sabotaged or whatever you want to say. Apparently it was nobody's fault, but they did like two more shows and then quit the whole thing. And I was like, well, then you should have just left me have it if you were going to do that. And then I was just discouraged with people in general. And that's why I went solo. And so it was positive in that regard, because it kicked me in the butt to go solo, which has been one of the best things I ever did. But I was very hesitant to join another project for years, because I was like, nope, too many people.
Especially, you know, bigger bands is tough. We've talked to a lot of bands that are like, you know, 5 to 10 piece bands, you know, and it's challenging. That's a lot of personality and a lot of egos in the way sometimes, you know?
Indeed it is.
Now, Sammy Ray, you have been nominated for a Wisconsin Area Music and Industry Award every year for 8 years, and you won your first award this year. Tell us about winning the award after so many close calls. Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel to be recognized for your accomplishments?
Well, it's always great to be recognized. It is bittersweet, though, because I'm always one of those people where I have to the next best thing, you know, like, so, and then I have to keep performing at that level.
Yeah.
And if I'm not, then I'm not going to be happy. So a little bittersweet in a way.
Well, and maybe that helped push you, right?
Yeah, and I had people who always were, they marketed me as a Whammy Award-winning artist, and I was like, no, I haven't, and they were confused. Like, venues would put it out on their website and stuff, and I was like, no, and they're like, what do you mean? So now they're not liars anymore.
You made them truth-sayers.
Do you like the awards like that, where you get, I love it, where you get the fans engaged with you on social media to vote for you? And, you know, something like the Whammies or the upcoming Mamas is always for a good cause, too.
Yeah, I think I was nominated for a Mama, too, in the original rounds, but I don't think I made it through. I haven't heard since, which was the Madison area ones, right?
Right,
yeah.
Madison Area Music Association.
Yeah. But I know, like, Whammy in particular has a lot of positive and negative stigmas to it. Either people love it or they hate it. Me, I'm just happy that somebody gives a crap enough to do something, you know? And
yes.
Usually the biggest downfall is people say it's a popularity contest. And I'm like, well, literally any place where the majority vote wins is a popularity or you know, the largest social media campaign contest. And it just is. So I don't see it as a negative necessarily. It just is what it is.
You're exactly right about that. I've done, like, countdowns here on MagSync Radio, and that was, like, kind of the one of the feedbacks I've got negative on about the countdowns is, like, it is just a popularity contest. But it gives you, the artist, a chance to really raise your flag. Say, hey, this is what I have. This is what I'm doing. I want you to support me.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Whammy has come in and really stepped up the game when it comes to their nomination process and their voting process.
Right.
Especially now with new president Roy Elkins, who runs Broad Jam and the Mamas. I think that'll be a great thing for Whammy. And just to give another point to Whammy, they've started now giving money to scholarship funds.
Yeah.
And so they're now putting instruments in kids' hands,
which is amazing.
I was the winner of the silent auction for the scholarship fund this year, actually.
Really?
Yeah, my husband surprised me with the guitar when he won the silent raffle.
What kind of guitar?
It was a Martin, electric acoustic. So it's an acoustic, but it's got all the onboards and everything.
Nice.
Needs a nice setup and some strings, but yeah, it'll be good.
Now, the Wisconsin Fair, it's just around the corner, and your band, Bound for Branson, is performing. Tell us about your bands. We've heard about, you're in, like, four.
Yes.
Bound for Branson, North of Nashville. Another one, right?
90s AF.
Yep. Tell us about Bound for Branson.
All right, well, Bound for Branson is a solid country project. It was started by Michael Sean, and it was kind of based around a really powerful female singer. And she was so good that she went off to do her own thing, and then they were left with no female. And a friend of mine brought me in. I just pretty much sat in and sang a song, and they were like, you're in. And then I was like, hey, I play banjo too. And they're like, awesome. And harmonica. And they're like, cool. Let's do all these songs.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just solid country, kind of a laid-back feel, but we really get it, you know, a jam and wailing guitar solos, drum solos, you know. It's a fun time.
And what's 90s AF? Is that a 90s cover band?
Yes, 90s.
Some Nirvana, some Soundgarden.
Yes. Well, we don't do any Soundgarden.
Oh.
That would be good, though. We do, you know, some Metallica and some Nirvana, of course. Okay. We also do some Britney Spears and, you know, that stuff. And we go a little bit all over. It's me and another female, Maggie Pint. So it's nice to see two ladies working together, because that seems to be a taboo thing.
Do you look forward to, I mean, with the, you know, like... cover bands, you can make a lot of money. We were talking about that with The Solution, you know. You look forward to, you know, making a lot of money with your original music?
I do.
You do
actually.
Already? That's awesome.
Yeah, I have new ideas in the works for that, actually.
Yeah.
For marketing the music or just for new music?
New music and the marketing. It's going to be a total package.
Now, I've noticed that you don't stick to one genre of music.
No.
You go all over the map, right?
Yes.
you know, tell us about that rating process that you have, that, because I was reading about it, how you're like, I don't care what genre it is. If that's what I'm feeling, I'm going to write a metal tune. I'm going to write a country tune. Tell us about your feelings on that.
Well, it really depends on what you're in for and the mood. And honestly, in my history, I was quite the people pleaser. So it was like whatever people seen me as, that's what I wrote. And that's why I wrote a lot of country. When in actuality, at home, I don't listen to country much on my home. My husband's a big country listener. But like, that's not my first or second choice. But that was what I was writing because that's what everybody's seen me as and that's where I fit in. So I did that. But now as I've grown a bit, I kind of want to do what I want to do.
Yeah. You ever think about crossing the stream, so to speak, you know, maybe taking like a good metal song and maybe put a little twang in it or vice versa? Kind of mix the genres up a little bit.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. They Lunacy used to do that to a country song before I was in it, but our crowd's kind of serious now, so we don't anymore. But a lot of times when I sing country, it can sound heavy. Yeah. Like if I do a Brooks and Dunn song, it can straight up start sounding heavy.
There's some country songs that rock. I mean, like Come Out and... It's more rock and roll than country. It's just like rock and roll with a little twang, you know?
Oh, yeah. When I was bartending, that was my first experience in country. Growing up, I did not know country existed. I listened to, you know, my mom's music and Pantera and Slayer only. And I heard Gretchen Wilson and Toby Keith, and I was like, this stuff rocks.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to some rock. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Sammy Ray, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Northern Grown. Is this a song about showing off your snow tan?
Well, in the image for it, it does, actually. There's some ladies in bikinis in the snow. But this was a rebuttal to all those songs written about being Southern by dudes who grew up in North Dakota. Pretty much, you know, there's like every song out there is about being southern, except for grew up in a northern town, you know, it's right. Like the only one. So I was like, you know what, I just want to write a good song about, you know, we got everything you got down there, but up here we get to see some snow, and this is where we make all the beer anyway, so.
And beer is good. Sammy Ray is good as well. She's live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789. Call or text Sammy Ray right now, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
We bait jigs, we shoot guns, we get to make and chime just for fun. We all die out on the lake, and we know how to make them pretty girls shake. We're Southern home, but we're Northern grown. We got everything that you got down there, but up here is where we make all the beer. We got mud tracks in our fields, big Chevys buried to the mirrors. When it's cold, we don't stop, nah. We still know how to make them pretty girls drop. We're talk about your Southern home, but we're Northern grown. We got everything that you got down there, but up here is where we make all the beer. And this part, if you go check it out on my website, it's got dueling fiddle solos and guitar solos. It's a real fun time. Cause we're Northern grown. All this talk about your Southern home, but we're Northern grown. And we're Northern grown. I heard enough of these Southern drones. Cause we're Northern grown. We got everything that you got down there. We even get to see a little snow up here. And up here is where we make all the beer.
Very nice. Sammy Ray, live in the lair. That's the catchiest tune I think played yet. Just the beer part.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Well, you just remember the choruses, right, Jimmy?
It's a great hook. Right, exactly. You only remember the chorus. So, Sammy, you and I have something in common. Mm. I didn't realize that. I realized this until just now, but you deliver pizzas.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah,
I've done that, too.
Domino's.
It's a horrible job for me. I hate it. I love pizza, too.
Oh, yeah.
What's something that no one knows about delivering pizza?
You will still deliver in tornado warnings.
Oh, you're right.
And the people will be in their basement and not answering their door. And you're standing outside going, hello, and you have to call them. And they're, oh, we're in the basement. We'll be right up. It's like, why are you ordering pizza if you're hiding in your basement?
Why is my pizza hail damaged?
Yeah.
Hurry up. The tornado's around the corner.
So what town? Go. Where do you do this at? What town?
Oh, this was years ago, but this in Heartland.
In Heartland. Okay. Yeah. And where did you grow up? Did we talk about the hometown, your hometown?
Well, I was born in Antigo, and we spent a lot of time up there, but I mostly grew up in Lannan. So
Lannan. I'm not familiar with Lannan.
You know Menominee Falls?
I do know Menominee.
There's a quarry
pretty much
there, right?
Surrounds it. Yeah. Yes, I grew up at the quarry. All of the major milestones a woman would have in her life happened at the quarry, we'll
yes.
just say that.
What's Lannan
the,
Quarry, I've been there many times.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a popular swimming place out mm-hmm. there.
Well, yeah, that's right. You grew up in eastern yes. Wisconsin. Yeah. Interesting.
Waukesha.
Yeah. Every time I hear Menominee Falls, I just think of Menomina.
Menomina.
I think Menomina. Of Ernie Von Schlaedhorn.
I don't know who that is, but that's a great name.
Well,
like
if you...
Sales.
Yeah, car. He's the car lot, right?
Oh,
Ernie Von
yeah,
Schlaedhorn.
Yeah. Okay.
Main Street in Menominee Falls. That's all the singing you're going to hear me do. Sammy Ray, what drives you to create music across so many genres, from metal to country?
I don't know. I'm probably bipolar. You know, just a bit. I don't know anybody, honestly, well, now that has stations programmed in their car, but when we did program stations in our car, I didn't know anyone that had just one station they listened to. You know, almost everybody.
Yeah, jump around, yeah.
And then when you ask somebody, oh, what kind of music do you listen to? Oh, I have very eclectic taste. Like, everybody says that.
Mm.
And so...
And what does that mean?
Yeah, and like, some days I want something different, and, you know, some days I want to punch faces, and...
Yeah. Go ahead, Rocker. I'm sorry.
I was just going to finish by saying the creative process of writing songs is... Do you do music first or lyrics first? Or how does that come to you?
I usually do... at least the chord progression on like a guitar first. That generally seems to be where I start at. Or I will think of like a drum beat in my head and like go along because this is the kind of feel I'm looking for. And then I'll just go along with what that feel is. It mostly happens in my head.
When do you decide, oh, this is going to be the top country song for next year or the top metal song for next year?
Oh, never. They all suck. You know, that's how it is. But, okay. Until all of a sudden one day you're like, hey, this isn't actually all that bad. I kind of like this song.
But in the writing process, I mean, when does it become the country song or become a... I mean, obviously sometimes...
That way?
You know, obviously sometimes you're going to go in with a purpose. Hey, I'm going to write this metal song or write this country song. But I'm sure you have some songs where it just kind of naturally developed down the road.
Yeah, I try not to force them. You know, if they start going one way, I just try to go with it, you know, and develop it that way and see what it is. Sometimes I'll write a song and completely redo it. Like Last Call Choir was a completely different song when I first wrote it. And I played it that way for like a while and I hated it. I didn't like it at all. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden one day, these new words just like boof, boof in 5 minutes and it was done.
Wow. Now, you also talked about being a drummer. And now guitar playing, and you took some percussion. Like, how did that intertwine? How does being a drummer affect your guitar playing?
Well, I think positively with the rhythm-wise, you know, and being able to stay on beat and know where one is. I've had some drummers mention, oh, you don't have the click in your ears, but you seem to still do a pretty good job staying on task. So it did help with that, you know, doing it from a young age. There's just a beat ingrained India, and as long as the adrenaline isn't pumping too much, it's pretty easy to stay there for me.
Do you get to bang the drums often still, or?
Every once in a while. In North of Normal, I do one song, and in Lunacy, I do one song just for show. At my friend's big birthday bash a while back, I got up there and did Crazy Train just to show off.
Oh, fun. Bit, you know?
Wow. Now, also, I want to know, what happened to your 10-piece Tama drum set?
It's in my basement.
Still?
Still. Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
I moved away to Florida, came back. That thing is it's not going nowhere.
Oh, that's a classic. Well, let's get back to some live music in the lair with Sammy Ray, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is unreleased, and it's called Ode to My Guitar. Does your guitar have a name?
My first guitar did. She was Gilda. It was a 1979 Gildy 25. But after then, not so much. I have like my aluminum one, which I used to call Allie just for fun. It's an aluminum body, like the whole guitar is aluminum. And this is my new one, and this is Gilda's daughter. But I haven't never named her. I think I'm going to call her Finicky, because she is.
Finicky.
Yes. And these Gilds are the ones with them big backs.
Oh, wow. I see that.
They're beautiful girls.
Now, this song is kind of about healing, maybe?
Yeah, you could say that, indeed.
Tell us about Ode to My Guitar.
Well, a lot of people will say, oh, it's a suicide song. That's sad and blue. And I was like, no, it's why I don't do anything like that kind of song, you know? Mm. So although it can sound like that, it's really a positive song about finding something that can get you through. And for a lot of people, it is an instrument. Because unlike people, you know, they're always just there. And they're going to take what the pounding you're going to give them, and they're not going to mouth back or tell you you're doing it wrong. And a lot of people will pour their whole selves out into their instrument. And it's like a relationship after a while. When it breaks, it's sad. You know, you're like, oh, my baby, you know.
Yeah.
So that was basically what the song was about. My guitar helps me get through, you know, the terrible things that have gone in life. And then sometimes when you just don't have a friend to talk to, or things that are you don't really want to tell anybody about.
That's an amazing story, and definitely shares a lot inside of you, Sammy Ray. Live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's do some more music. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I know they say today is the first day of the rest of your life, but if it keeps going this way, have to say I don't want another night. No, it's not what you're thinking. I'm not just gonna go and take my life. But I can't help the way I feel, and I'll need my guitar to help me be alright. See, it helps me be alright.
Helps me be alright.
Whoa. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Sammy Ray live in the lair here. That song was powerful.
Well, thank you.
I mean, that there's... I don't know what you would say. I don't know what to say exactly, but there's a lot of emotion there for sure, you know? Great job. Hey, stick around. We got Shane Christopher Neal and Indy 45 Rock Show coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Woo-hoo. After Hours with Rob Roberts. And of course, if you're just tuning in late or you want to hear the show again, you get the podcast at maxincradio.com, and we'll replay the show tonight at midnight and tomorrow at 6 p.m. Rocker.
Yay. That's right. And, you know, Sammy, earlier we heard something about studying the terrain of disease. Is there a Dr. Sammy Ray in your future?
No, I would not subjugate myself to their indoctrination.
Oh, my.
The early model of disease in that the germ is not the cause, it's the terrain that is the cause of the illness. And by removing the cause of things, then your body can heal itself. And I've successfully repaired an appendix that was supposed to be removed, emergency, you know, hospital CT scan. You got to go in now. Whoa. We'll transfer you to Wausau. And I signed a cease and desist treatment order. I was like, no thanks, bye.
Really?
Yeah. And then I kept performing the shows I had. I had, I think, 3 or 4 shows at State Fair that week. And it was a packed schedule. And I just followed my protocol and did what, let the body do what it does. And but, yeah, that's a different side of me, definitely. That's my passion other than music.
And, you know, I saw another thing. 3 words. Harmonica, Joker, face.
Harmonica, Joker, face. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you asked for funny stories. So when I joined my first big country band, they just invited me. He'd been hounding me. This was after the bad experience. So he hounded me for 2 years to play in his band. And I was like, no, no, no. And then finally I was like, all right, I'll show up and see what it's about. So I showed up and got up on stage and they just had me play. And they were going to do, Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up by Garth Brooks. And it's got a lot of harmonica stuff in it.
Yeah, it is.
So I pulled out her harmonica and I was new and I was young and I had bright lipstick on and all the makeup and all that, you know, and I didn't think about it, but I'm going on the harmonica, rubbing it all over my face. All right. So we get done with the set like 18 songs later. I go to the porta potty at the fair and I look in the little mirror and I'm like, what in the world? Oh my God. It looked like the Joker from Batman.
Did anybody give you a heads up
about
this?
No, nobody told me anything the whole set.
But everybody was laughing as you're walking by.
I guess
like that.
So, man. They thought I was drunk lipstick airplane lady, you know.
People are mean.
Yeah.
That was not what I was thinking that would be about. That is really funny. And then now we still have another song here. And I'm just going back to find out that you play 3 or 4 shows a week somewhere in Wisconsin. Where do we keep up with Sammy Ray and find your music online?
SammyRay.com is the best place. Sammy with a Y, Ray with a Y. My website has usually the schedule, but I'll tell you, I am the worst person at updating my schedule. Worst person.
I'm probably worse.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Jimmy's number 2.
Well, I'll let you have that one because I'm trying to be better at it.
You're going to have it.
Like tonight, I'm supposed to be at Collins Deck Bar in West Bend, but that was canceled like 3 months ago because we switched the dates around.
Oh.
So, I had someone call me today. I seen you on the radio. Aren't you supposed to be a blah, blah, blah? And I was like, oh, oops. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming here. Let's get the last song in we run out of time here. Sammy Ray, we're live in the lair. Smack Sync on Saturday night, 844-967-2789. We'll squeeze your phone call in.
Busting flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. It's feeling about as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, and we rode it all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my boon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues, yeah. Windshield wipers slapping time. I was holding Bobby's hand in mine, and we sang every song I drive a new. Home freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And nothing, well, ain't nothing, not even ain't free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather and everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, will he get me from the cold? One day I'm near Salinas, Lord, I let him slip away. He was looking for that home and I hope he finds it. Cause I trade all my tomorrows for one single yesterday to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Home freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose and nothing. Well, that's all that Bobby left me. Bobby McGee. La-di-da, la-da-da, la-di-da-da-da, la-di-da-da-da, Bobby McGee, yeah. La-di-da-da-da-da, la-di-da-da-da, la-di-da-da-da, Bobby McGee. Oh, la-di-da, la-di-da-da-da-da-da-da, la-di-da-da-da-da-da-da, la-di-da-da-da, Bobby McGee, yeah. Lolly, 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 lolly. Hey, 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 Bobby McGee. Lolly, call him a lover, call him a man, call him a lover, just the best I can, you know. Bobby now, oh, Bobby McGee. Lolly, 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 lolly. Hey, 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 Bobby McGee.
Growling on that one. You were totally growling on that one.
Wow.
Sammy Ray live in the lair. Sammy, you were awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We are totally out of time. And be safe. Come back. Keep us in touch. Send us music, all right?
Will do, will do.
Appreciate it. Website, Facebook, what is it real quick?
SammyRay.com. Sammy with a Y, Ray with a Y.
Mojo Perry is live in the lair next week. Indie Rock 45 with Shane Christopher Neal is next on Max Inc. Radio.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.